Tomorrow, unless he runs into a Mack truck or something, Lance Armstrong will almost certainly ride into Paris and retire with an unprecedented 7th consecutive victory in the Tour de France. This year, he's done it without crossing the finish line first in a single stage in the 3-week-long race. Until today, Mr. Armstrong has won today's 35.5-mile individual trial in Saint-Étienne, France. Joining us now, I guess in his car on his way to Paris, is Outdoor Life Network commentator Frankie Andreo, who's himself a 9-time Tour de France competitor. Frankie, thanks for being with us again.
No, my pleasure. We're just driving up to Paris for the final day of the Tour de France, and Lance did it, man. He won the individual time trial today, beating the German Jan Ulrich, so he gets the win that he was looking for.
Uh-huh. You're not driving, too, are you, Frankie?
I'm driving right now, yeah.
Oh, my word. All right. Okay. I'll make my question simple then. Describe the race between Lance and Jan Ulrich, if you could. Did it go back and forth?
Actually, it was Ivan Basso who had the first lead for a while like that. Lance was just a little bit behind. But that's Lance's strategy. He always starts off a little bit slower. Then he gets time checks on how his rivals are doing. And then he gradually accelerates and picks it up. He ended up beating the Ulrich, the German, by about 23 seconds. And he was just out there to try to prove that he's the strongest rider in the Tour. And, you know, he won this stage of the Tour de France, which he hadn't won a stage up to this point. Mm-hmm. And obviously tomorrow when he goes into Paris and rides up and down the Champs-Élysées, he'll win his 7th consecutive Tour de France.
Could you talk for a moment about Jan Ulrich? There's something a little touching about this guy who has won the Tour de France before, but he's come so close, seemingly, and just always finishes short for the past 7 years.
Yeah, Jan Ulrich has probably finished, I think, second in the Tour de France 5 times. So he's definitely the bridesmaid. And you know, his biggest nemesis has been Lance Armstrong. And so I'm sure Jan is looking forward to the point where Lance is going to retire, which will be after tomorrow's race, because then he's going to get his shot at glory. But there's a lot of other riders waiting also for Lance to step aside so that they can have their chance at that top spot on the podium. And there's a couple Americans there also, like Levi Leipheimer, Floyd Landis, and there's the Italian Ivan Basso. So Jan's played second a lot of times, and I'm sure he's going to be looking to try to he's going to have a hard battle on his hands for 06.
Why is Eddy Merckx, the Belgian racing legend, still regarded as the greatest cyclist of all time?
Well, Eddy Merckx won races from January to October, meaning the entire year. I mean, he did the Spring Classics, the Tour de France, the Vuelta, and all the Fall Classics. Whereas Lance Armstrong has concentrated more so on just doing well at the Tour de France. And that effort has paid off with him winning 7 consecutive Tour de Frances. So while Eddy Merckx might be considered the greatest bike rider ever, Lance Armstrong is definitely the greatest Tour de France rider ever.
So what do you do with your life after you've won the Tour de France 7 times in a row and presumably has more money than you need?
Just go sit on the beach and sip some Mai Tais, but I think Armstrong probably has a little bit different idea. He stated that, you know, he's going to stay heavily involved with the Discovery Channel racing team, possibly be involved in some television with Discovery Channel, and of course he's always said that he wants to spend some more time with his kids, but it remains to be seen. You know, I mean, no one knows what he's going to do. He's going to have some time to kind of get his mind kind of set and ready and get adjusted to retirement life.
Will Americans stay interested in the Tour de France or bicycle racing?
I believe they will. I mean, OLN, who's been covering the Tour de France this year, Everyday Live, is committed to doing it next year, so it's going to have all the exciting programming again. And I believe that once people watch the Tour and they fall in love with it and they get addicted to the healthy lifestyle that cycling is, I think they're going to stay interested in it, whether Lance is riding it or not.
Mm. Frankie Andreo of the Outdoor Life Network, thanks very much. Have a good trip into Paris, Frankie.
I appreciate it, and stay tuned and watch tomorrow.
All right, I will. I guess you'll be on the Outdoor Life Network tomorrow, so maybe we'll take a look. If it doesn't conflict with anything on NPR, thank you. Weekend edition from NPR News. You're with us.